金属，以消除对中国的依赖。为了消除在稀土金属方面对中国的依赖，日本预计将于今年某个时候开始在其近海海底开采稀土元素。
China currently dominates global production of rare earth metals, according to the United States Geological Survey, USGS, data. The communist nation was responsible for 70% of the world's production of rare earths in 2022, and refined 89% of the world's neodymium and praseodymium, key elements required for the production of EV magnets.
中国目前主导着全球稀土金属的生产。根据美国地质调查局的数据，2022年，这个共产党国家的稀土产量占全球产量的 70%， 提炼了全球 89% 的钴和钴。这两种金属是生产电动汽车磁铁所需的关键元素。
In early 2023, Japan relied on China for roughly 60% of its rare earth consumption. However, if everything goes to plan, Japan intends to be self-sufficient in this sector by the end of the decade, greatly reducing or completely eliminating its dependence on China.
2023年初，日本约 60% 的稀土消费依赖于中国。不过，如果一切按计划进行，日本打算在十年内在这一领域实现自给自足，从而大大减少或完全消除对中国的依赖。
In late 2022, Japan issued a new national security strategy document stating that with regard to supply chain resilience, Japan will curb excessive dependence on specific countries without naming China directly.
2022年末，日本发布了一份新的国家安全战略文件，指出在供应链弹性方面，日本将抑制对特定国家的过度依赖，但并未直接点名中国。
In addition, the document states that the country intends to secure stable supply for critical goods including rare earth,and promote capital reinforcement of private enterprises with critical goods and technologies, and strengthen the function of policy-based finance in pursuit of protecting and nurturing critical goods.
此外，该文件还指出，日本打算确保包括稀土在内的关键物资的稳定供应，促进拥有关键物资和技术的民营企业的资本强化。加强政策性金融的功能，以保护和培育关键物资。
Rare earth metals are a group of 17 elements vital for the production of a number of technologies, including semiconductors, solar panels, electric vehicle batteries, and practically every consumer electronic.
稀土金属由17种元素组成，对半导体、太阳能电池板、电动汽车电池和几乎所有消费电子产品等多种技术的生产至关重要。
Japan has been eyeing the precious metals off its coast for some time. In late August and early September of 2022, the country succeeded in extracting rare earths from the seabed from a depth of nearly 2,500 meters or over 8,200 feet in the waters near Minamimi, Torishima.
一段时间以来，日本一直在关注其沿海的贵金属。2022年8月底和9月初，日本在南鸟岛附近海域近2500米的海底成功提取了稀土。
Researchers believe that there are hundreds of years worth of rare earth materials in Japanese waters, enough to supply the world on a semi-infinite basis,according to a 2018 study published in Nature.
根据2018年发表在《自然》上的一项研究，研究人员认为，日本海域蕴藏着价值数百年的稀土材料，足以半无限地供应全球。
Assessing these resources could not only eliminate Japan's dependence on China, but could upend the entire global market.
获取这些资源不仅可以消除日本对中国的依赖， 还可能颠覆整个全球市场。
In recent years, Chinese communist authorities have gone to great lengths to protect its near monopoly on rare earth production, and as recently as December 2023, impose stringent new regulations on the export of key technologies for their extraction, refining, and processing.
近年来，中共当局不遗余力地保护其对稀土生产近乎垄断的地位。就在2023年12月，还对稀土提取、提炼和加工关键技术的出口实施了严格的新规定。
On December 21st last year, China issued a revised catalog of technologies prohibited or restricted from export, modifying what technologies are prohibited from export, including technologies related to the extraction, processing, refining, and use of rare earth.
去年12月21日，中共发布了修订后的禁止或限制出口的技术目录，修改了禁止出口的技术，包括与稀土提取、加工、提炼和使用相关的技术。
Specifically, the export list now features ion-type rare earth ore leaching processes, as well as mining, beneficiation, the treatment of raw material in preparation for smelting,and smelting technologies for rare earths, inclusive of synthesis processes and formulas for rare earth extractants and metal material modification technologies using rare earths, the Epoch Times reported.
据大纪元报道，具体来说，出口清单现在包括离子型稀土矿进出工艺以及稀土的开采、选矿、为冶炼做准备的原材料处理和冶炼技术，包括稀土萃取剂的合成工艺和配方，以及使用稀土的金属材料改性技术。
A few months earlier, in July 2023, China implemented export controls on two crucial rare earths, gallium and germanium, critical elements used in the production of semiconductors, 5G devices, and solar panels.
几个月前，即2023年7月，中共对镓和锗这两种关键稀土实施出口管制。这两种稀土是用于生产半导体、5G 设备和太阳能电池板的关键元素。
At the time, analysts at Jefferies Group, one of the world's leading investment banking and capital market firms, said, "We see this as China's second and much bigger countermeasure to the tech war, and likely a response to the potential U.S. tightening of its chip ban."
当时，世界领先的投资银行和资本市场公司之一杰弗瑞集团的分析师说，我们认为这是中共国对科技战的第二次，也是更大规模的反击措施。很可能是对美国可能收集其芯片禁令的回应。
In October 2022, the U.S. Commerce Department implemented new rules that severely curbed the export of certain advanced chips to China, fearing they could be used by Chinese communist authorities to advance its military and artificial intelligence ambitions.
2022年10月，美国商务部实施新规，严格限制向中国出口某些先进芯片，担心这些芯片会被中共当局用来推进其军事和人工智能野心。
Welcome back to...The Chinese Show on CJSF 90.1 FM Burlaby. We also stream online at www.cjsf.ca. Now it's our time to showcase some of the albums released by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you Neil Innan.And the song is called If You Want Be a Bird, which is from the album titled Every Once in a While, released in 2019. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Rachel Show。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Lenore Inan 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 If You Want to Be a Bird， 希望您喜欢。
In bed, I would lie awake and wish I was a raven who could fly far away. My grandmother knew I had mystery. She'd say, my little chickadee, don't you worry, it'll be okay. 'Cause if you want a bird, you gotta learn to fly. You wanna ride the wind, gotta let it inside. If you wanna dream, you gotta close your eyes. If you wanna feel free, you gotta go high. If you wanna see light, gotta let the clouds by. If you wanna be a bird, you gotta reach for the sky.
Next, please enjoy a song by Road Waves, and it's called Lakeshore Drive, which is from the album titled Red Sun Rising. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Road Waves 演唱的歌曲 Lakeshore Drive。Next, I'll bring you Carmen Toes, and the song is called Signs of Life. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Carmen Toes 演唱的歌曲 Signs of Life.
Had a dream and you're
Song is called 神话 which means myth, and it's vocal by 罗杰镇 and 李碧华, and a place is a song called 回家 which means go home, and it's vocal by 潘安邦。听众朋友，刚才您欣赏的这首歌曲呢，是由罗杰正和李碧华演唱的《神话》。接下来要推荐给大家的是由潘安邦演唱的《回家》。
起你的模样，许多人依然喜欢游荡，但我已不再停留张望。曾经是一只一群一夜歌在天空独自飞翔，回家的路上，不再彷徨，不再流浪，想念双亲的慈祥。看街上的橱窗，依旧是那绮丽的模样，许多人依然喜欢游荡，但我已不再停留张望。回家的路上，不再彷徨，不再流浪，想念双亲的慈祥。看街上的橱窗，依旧是那绮丽的模样，许多人依然喜欢游荡，但我已不再停留张望。曾经是一只一群的夜歌在天空。
Song for today's music segment of the channel show is sung vocal by Yin Xia, and it's called O Niu Yu Huang Li Liao, which means snail and bird. And her she wish everyone a happy weekend. Please tune in next Saturday noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是由银霞演唱。